Love is a very strong word. Love can change someone and can make people cross boundaries. I am here with Jesse Tuffles, a 19-year-old that has gone through a lot with love. But this is my sister, Jesse. Hello, Jesse. I want to ask you some questions. I know you've been through a lot and still going through a lot. Tell me your love story.
I were partying and stuff. And so then this guy came up to me and asked me to dance. My mind said no, but I said yes. And so, you know, I ended up dancing with him and stuff. We were, I guess, getting to know each other because he was asking me questions. I didn't ask anything, but I guess, yeah, anyway. And then after that party, I left and didn't say bye to him or anything. Anyway, that's when, I didn't see him or anything getting, like, you know, it was just like, I guess, a one time getting to know someone and not nowhere, you know, talk to them anymore. And then once I was working and my friend and my sister were talking, well, with me too, about how we were at this party and I met this guy and so that's when she said she gave me a name. She asked if that was him and I said I don't know. I mean, I can't even remember his name or his nickname or anything. That's when she told him to message me on MySpace, and he did. And from there, we started talking. I gave him my number. He would call me and talk. We talked for, like, about 2 weeks. After those 2 weeks, he asked me out. I kept saying no and no and no. I kept, like letting it on. Like, you know, no, maybe tomorrow I'll say yeah. I'll be like that. And that's when finally March 31st came. He asked me out, and I said yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to take the relationship seriously because, you know, I was just going to really try just to see how it goes. But, you know, I really wasn't looking for a serious relationship at all at that moment. Lasted for a month later and ended up going with someone else. And we stopped talking and it was about to, like, 6 months later, we started talking again. And at the moment, I had a boyfriend. And we started talking. I thought he wanted to talk to me as a friend. But then later on, it was Valentine's. And so he gave me a gift. I thought it was like a friend gift, but I guess it wasn't. And then he gave me a CD, and he was rapping in that song. He was telling me, let's give it a try again. And later on, I broke up with my boyfriend like 3 months later. So me and him started talking and flirting, and it got more than just flirting. And then he left and he went to Mexico. I waited for him for a year and a half and he came back. Then we became together. I thought it was gonna be like a normal relationship where he would come over, I would go over, we would go out, everything would be normal, happy. Then my parents didn't like him at all. I knew they didn't like him from the start, ever since I talked to him in like 2009. They didn't like him.
Why do you think they didn't like him?
Because of the supposed rumors they heard about him.
What were the kind of rumors they heard about
him? That he smoked pot.
Was it true though?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I would have.
What you do now?
I do now. But I didn't start because of him. I started it before I even knew him. I did that. I tried it before I even knew him. Like I did with my friend. I had no clue about him. And then, you know, we did it together. They had nothing against him not to like him until they finally found something. Which I don't disagree on why they don't like him because of that. I mean, but
what was it?
He was rude towards them. But I mean, and from what I think is that they were rude to him too, because they would talk behind his back in a bad way too.
Do you think he or mom and dad crossed some boundaries?
Well, yeah. When I was webcamming with him, I went
when he was in Mexico.
Yeah, when he was in Mexico, I have gone to a party previously, a few days before, and I came late. I wasn't drunk, but, you know, I was drinking. And I went with guys, they were my friends, though. They were nothing like that. And my mom told him that I came drunk and that I went to party with guys or something like that. And she shouldn't have said that because, I mean, I felt like she was trying to break us up like that. And you're not supposed to do that with, like, come on, my business, my business. I don't think she had the right to do that, you know? Because,
yeah.
I mean, come on, like, you seriously trying to break someone up like that. And he gets jealous, and I mean, I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I wanted to have fun. I couldn't just sit here and sit around and wait for him. I mean, it was a year and a half. I needed to have fun.
Yeah. What boundaries did you cross? Because you didn't say, like, that you sneaked out and that you...
At a certain time when my parents didn't let me see him, I couldn't see him during the day. And, like, you know, people that are in love, I mean, they're seriously in love. You're obviously going to miss him. You can't see him all day for as many weeks as past. You can't see him during the day. Obviously, there's a way you're going to find a way to see him or her. And my way was sneaking out the house and pretending I'm going to this group, the community group that I'm in, just to see him and stay for longer hours with him, because, you know, I missed him. I wanted to spend more time with him than just, like, 2 hours or an hour. And so that's what I did. And the boundaries crossing that you were telling me about. Yeah, I snuck out. I lied to my parents, talked back, and all this bunch of stuff, you know. And
do you regret crossing the boundaries you crossed?
No, because, I mean, it's I'm not blaming them, but basically it's kind of their fault. I mean, they would let me see him and stuff, try to understand me. I know there was something that you don't like about him, but come on, I'm the one suffering. There are two, but I am too, because I feel like I had to lie to everyone just to get my way. And my way, I know my way isn't bad, because, I mean, I'm just trying to see a person that I really care and love about.
What are the things that are in your way right now for you to cross boundaries? You don't sneak out anymore. I mean, you still lie, but, I mean, what are the specific
boundaries
things that mom and dad do for you to, like, cross them boundaries?
Well, at the moment, like you said, I don't sneak out anymore because, I mean, first it's cold. Second, it got harder because I got caught, like, twice. But they didn't have a clue. I don't think they have a clue that I went over his house or anything. But I stopped and because it was just too stressful to sneak out at night, and it's worse than being the day. And it's too stressful wondering if they're awake, if they're not. And once you get to my house, I'm relieved because I know they're sleeping, they didn't know and anything. And the boundaries is I still lie. I still love going to this community called Fuerza, and I used to love going there, but I barely go now because I find every chance I have to see him. Because if I have a chance, I don't take it. I go hang out with someone else, which I know I'll have fun, my friend. I'll regret it because I'm like, I could have seen him during this time, but I can't. And now it's too late. I can't see him anymore. So, you know, I still lie.
If you had a second chance in life, would you do it again? If not, what would you change?
Well, I try to be more like they want me to be. I don't regret meeting him because, I don't know, because, I mean, at a certain part, I don't regret it because he taught me things that, like, for example, like, he taught me being, like, you know, more out there.
More yourself?
Yeah, to figure out myself. To be sad, because my Spanish wasn't that well before. So he taught me to not be shy about speaking out in public about my Spanish. He taught me to, like, to get out my shell. And he taught me many things that, I mean, I don't think I would have without him. Probably later in the future somehow, or probably not at all. But I wouldn't regret it. Because he's a cool person, and, you know, I really care about him. Also, at a certain part, I probably would, because, like, my parents wouldn't be mad at me so much. Everything, but I probably would be less, you know, yelling at around the house. Like, every day I'm getting yelled at or whatever, or just an argument.
What would you tell other people if they had the similar situation?
I would just say follow your heart, because, like, if you don't, you'll always stay with that what if. What if I was with him? What if? I don't like staying with the what if anymore. I used to, but not anymore. Because I want to know what would it be if I actually stayed or I actually didn't. No, I want to know.
Are you still suffering now?
Yeah, I'm getting yelled at every day. There's always arguments, which I don't like. I barely like to come home now, which I have to, but I don't like it because there's always arguments. They're always saying things to me that I don't like, and it really hurts. But, I mean, I got so used to it that I don't cry about it anymore or feel the pain anymore. So I kind of like to stay outside more. It's better than...
Honestly, I think you cross really, like, bad boundaries. Like, you, like, lied so much. And, like, you know how I just told you? I was like, why don't you just come home early? Like, just...
Because
not
listen,
argue anymore.
Yeah, so. Listen. The thing is that I'm, like, about to be 20 in like 10 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm just saying,
and
like,
they
the
made
boundaries
me,
you cross.
Listen, I can't come out early in the morning. I can't go out early in the morning. No one is out early in the morning. Stores don't open till like 10, and the only time I can come out is probably past 12. Past 12, 1, 2. Okay, and they want me home by 5 or 6. I'm like 20. They don't let me come out till probably 12, 1, 2. And I have to be home back by 5. The latest 6. Like, what kind of 20-year-old can only be out for like 5 hours? What do you get to do? You know I go to the stores for 2 hours, 4 hours in every store. In each store I go for like almost 2 hours looking around. I take like a million times just to look around the clothes and stuff. And then after that, I probably want to go out, you know, spend some time with friends and stuff. If it was like that, I mean, I wouldn't lie to them. I wouldn't, like, you know, I'd probably spend less time with him anyway, because I probably want to hang out with my friends and him too. So, I mean, it's not that I blame them, but I mean, if they just smoothed it out a little.
What lesson did you learn out of this situation that you're
from my
that
parents?
You was in and that you were in?
From my parents' view, nothing. From mine, it's too stressful. I didn't really learn anything. I'm still in it.
Thank you, Jesse, for your time and letting me interview about this hard time you went and still going through. Well, this was the story of my sister's love story. Now, you know, if you love someone so dearly, you will cross all type of boundaries if things get in your way. As in Jesse, a lot of things, as she said, got in her way that made her cross boundaries. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.